It's time for us to get an update about what's going on in the arts community here in York County. We have the Executive Director for the Arts Council of York County, Melanie Cooper, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Melanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy summer.
Happy summer.
You're ready to go. Look at your earrings.
I am.
Memorial Day earrings in.
Well, there's someone special in your household who will be getting his high school diploma in a couple of days.
That's right. My son. He'll be graduating from Catawba Ridge tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, we're excited and super proud.
Yes. Yeah, as you should be.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's,
it is.
They've accomplished a lot, and the parents.
That's right. Woohoo, we did it.
Do you have like any kind of emotions around this? Like, are you bittersweet? Are you just excited for him? Do you get very emotional? Where are you on the
It depends
timeline?
On the day.
Okay.
Most of it is I want to walk back a couple of steps and take a little bit more time. Once in a while, and it's weird when the emotions hit me, like I get all kind of choked up, but for the most part, I'm really excited for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Well, he's a talented young man and the sky's the limit.
That's
for sure.
Right.
But you've got a busy slate of activities to keep you busy and focused here in York County. Let's get an update about the Ag and Art Tour.
Absolutely. The Ag and Art Tour is coming up next weekend. We have our kickoff on June 1st. That is an annual event now, and we're really excited to have Chef Lindsay with the food truck It's Worth It as our chef this year. It'll be at the Mercantile on Sunday, June 1st. Tickets are on sale right now. And that is a fundraiser for the Ag and Art Tour of York County. We, to participate, have to pay Clemson Extension. So this is part of how we raise those funds to make sure we're able to pay Clemson the fees that we owe them. So it's a great dinner. It's gourmet food. It's really fun and fellowship, but also it's for a great cause because the Ag and Art Tour started right here in York County. It is the nation's largest free farm and art tour, and we've had many other states kind of emulate us. They've picked up the farm and art tour program and have run with it. So not only do we have it here in South Carolina and more than half the counties, but it's across the United States now, which is really something to be proud of.
So what's the date again for the Ag and Art Tour?
The Ag and Art Tour itself is June 7th and 8th.
Okay.
So it's the following weekend. It's on Saturday and Sunday.
But the kickoff,
is next weekend.
Okay, perfect.
That's right, on June 1st.
It's just a little preview of what
to expect. That's right. We'll have about 18 tour sites on the tour this year and about 40 artisans participating. You know, if no one's been on it or someone hasn't been on it before, what you'll do is make sure you put a cooler in your car. Bring your sunscreen and something to drink because you'll want to stay hydrated because it is a day-long event or a weekend-long event, depending on what you want to do. There are 18 tour sites. You can see them in advance at agandarttour.com/York. You'll want to map your route, and then you go visit the farms. You go see what they're growing, what animals they're raising, learn about their methods, maybe get inspired to put your own garden in, and then you're able to buy food, you're able to buy art from the artisans. It's a really fantastic experience.
And some of those artisons are performing arts
as well.
So you'll get to hear of a new artist or performing artist, I should say. So it's great.
And how did this come about? What was the idea that someone said we should put artisans and farmers together and call it the Ag and Art Tour?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So Ben Boyles, who's with Clemson Extension, came to our former executive director, Deborah Heinz, and said, we've got to do something in Western York County. And Deborah said, we've got to do something in Western York County. And they started thinking about ways that Clemson Extension and the Arts Council could partner. And that's how this came about. We talked about putting the artisans on the farms and, you know, I think there were probably conversations about maybe we do one big event where it's on a farm and we have artisans out there, but they really wanted to highlight how agrarian our community still is, how many farms are working here in York County, and how many artisans are making their living here, creating. And so it felt like a really natural fit to Deborah and Ben, and that's where it started.
And now it's spread again, as you mentioned, not only across the country, it's really took a hold of within all the counties in South Carolina, majority of the counties in South Carolina, and We always like to brag on ourselves whenever we created something that's successful, so we that's can pat ourselves on the back, or pat you all on the back sure. But well, congratulations on the success of the Ag and Art Tour.
Thank you.
We're speaking with Melanie Cooper. She's the Executive Director for the Arts Council of York County. Let's look at our galleries, what's in right now and what's coming up after that one.
So we have the Arts Council of York County's members show in there right now. So these are all artist members that work with us through the year or interact with us through the year. It's more than 60 pieces of artwork in the Dalton Gallery and the Perimeter Gallery. It's a really fantastic display. It's eclectic. There's something for everyone. There's photography, there's sculpture, there's painting, there's mixed media. So really, if you think it's not for you, you're probably wrong.
Just come check it out, right?
That's exactly right. And the nice thing about our gallery is it's free. If you are on your lunch break and you want to come in and visit, just walk through the front door and you are invited to spend some time in the galleries. What comes after that? So that runs through June 15th, and the reception for it is on June 5th. Again, that is open to the public, and we'd love to see people there. Many of our artists will be there, so you can talk to them about their pieces and learn more about, you know, the works that they've been creating over the years. In late June, from Everything on Offer, works by Flavia Lavatelli and K.R. Ambrose will open on June 20th and be on display through July 25th. And that those two artists are very different artists, but we're excited to have them in there. Flavia works in paper, and hers is 3D, and then K.R. Ambrose is 2D. So it'll be a really interesting exhibit through the summer. And then after that is the juried competition. And this is an annual art exhibit that we do. The call for artists is open right now, and it is a nationwide call. So anyone who is an artist is invited to enter up to 4 artworks. The information is on our website right now. It is limited to artists 18 years of age and older. So, and your artwork can't have shown in the Dalton Gallery previously. So those are the stipulations on that. There's some size limitations and things like that, but it is always a fantastic show as well that we're always very proud to have in the Dalton Gallery.
And you're doing an all call for art teachers?
We are. We do art classes on Saturdays through the year from about August through April, sometimes early May. And so we're looking for art teachers to teach all sorts of classes during that time. And then we're getting ready to open a brand new program that we're working on, and that's art classes for kids. And we're hoping to have art classes in the gallery or at the Center for the Arts on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So something that's really exciting that we're getting ready to do is we're getting ready to keep the galleries open until 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Saturday. And so we want to make sure that there's something going on in there that brings people in Monday through Wednesday. We hope that that's an educational component. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we hope it'll be something more of that'll keep you entertained.
Is that going to take hold this summer?
It'll take hold in early fall, around September is when we're looking at it transitioning.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? All right. Yeah. Bring people downtown.
That's right.
It means they do the art. Yep. Then they walk walk downtown Rock Hill, grab something to eat, and buy something else.
So exactly.
I like that. Those are some of the latest headlines coming from the Arts Council of York County. As always, check out those galleries, check out their classes, and see where your creative talents are.